Good evening. You can find your seats. Hopefully on the way in, you also picked up one of the little candles. If you didn't and you need one, raise your hand and I'm sure Bill can run one over to you. This evening, we're going to read a few passages of scripture and we're going to sing a few songs here and just celebrate the birth of our Lord. We start with the story of Mary from Luke chapter 1. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Now, there are a number of people who are going to read, and as it shows up on the screen, if it's your turn to read, I'm not going to introduce each person, so please just come up and you can take your spot.
Now the birth of Jesus took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus." "For he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. "Behold, the virgin will conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel." This means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son. And he called his name Jesus.
Angels sing, haste, haste to At that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the first census taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All returned to their own ancestral towns to register for this census. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, to whom he was engaged, who was now expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no lodging available for them.
Let us stand and sing.
Luke 2:8-20. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them.
You can stand for any of them, but if you don't want to stand, feel free to be seated. But I enjoy standing. Matthew 2:1-12. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the Great, Herod the King, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born King of the Jews?
For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, And you, O Bethlehem in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared, and he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him. After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. This is the word of God.
We three kings of Orient are bearing gifts, we traverse afar.
Oh, star of John 1:1-5 and 9-13. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. Yet the people did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
We celebrate at Christmas time that promise of Emmanuel, God with us. And as we just read, although John does not start with the story of Jesus' birth, he starts with what he thought as the most important part of the message, that Jesus is the light, the one who shines in the darkness, the one who offers us life. We celebrate at Christmas time, although we don't really know when Jesus was born. This is the tradition that stuck, and it's right for us to celebrate this event, even if we chose maybe a somewhat arbitrary day to do it, that Jesus was born on some day, that we don't worship in an abstract, not that God is some force out there at work in a vague way in the world, but we celebrate the very real and the very human ministry that Jesus had, being born as a baby, being born in a lowly estate. No room for him was found. Who plans their vacation, their travel time, not knowing if there will be room when you get there? And what family, when they arrive with a pregnant wife, couldn't make room somewhere else? But that's the way his life started, in a humble spot, trying to find a place to go have a baby. And then being interrupted because the shepherds were interrupted. This wasn't just any old child. Jesus would be God with us. Emmanuel, the angels announcing him. And we celebrate. We look to that work of Jesus. That starts as he's a child, although really starts at the beginning with him doing the work of creating the world alongside the Father. That he would grow, and for a whole long stretch after the shepherds had come, after the wise men had come, we don't see much else that has happened with Jesus until he begins his ministry as an adult. And we see him live and teach. We see him live a life in a way that no one else could have, and then lay that life down, to die for our sins and then to rise again, to offer us a new life, to as many as received him, we could become children of God. I'm going to ask the two girls to come and light their candles here, and as they make their way, I encourage you, once your candle is lit, keep it vertical. Other people can put their candle sideways to light it off of yours. If you tip your candle, you'll start pouring wax on your hand, and you don't really want that. These lights passed on from person to person. It's the way the message of Jesus has been passed on generation to generation. None of us were there firsthand with the shepherds or with the wise men a little bit later to see that baby born. We didn't have the privilege of walking alongside Jesus and living with him. But the light has come to us. I think as they're just finishing up here, we can dim the lights. This light that brings life to all who receive it. We are blessed to have the presence of God with us. Emmanuel. Jesus, of course, was given that name Jesus as well. But it doesn't seem like people actually called him Emmanuel, not on any kind of regular basis. But that is perhaps his truest title, God with us. That God is present. That he is here today. That God's Spirit is upon us who have received and believed in the work of Jesus. We celebrate together that God has done something great. Starting those many years ago with a little child, God has been present with people here. And after Jesus returned up to heaven, after his resurrection, the Spirit came. And the Spirit is with all of us who believe, who are called children of God. Let us rejoice together, and I encourage you to stand with me. We're going to sing Joy to the World to close out our service here. Thank you for your presence with us, that the light has come, that we can enter your presence, and that you have given us life. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.